Think you know all about Cleveland? Think again and get ready to learn much more about Cleveland. Listen to the latest episodes of Destination Cleveland's podcast, Legends of the Land. We're talking to locals and experts to uncover answers to those burning questions we get asked about the land. Get the real story behind all things Cleveland. From its rich history to the hidden gems, there's so much to explore. Tune in on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you find your podcasts. Discover a side of Cleveland you never knew.
Ohio seniors, make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. Enroll by December 7th.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. I'm Kusei.
And I'm Shauna.
Today we'll be going over our May 2024 countdown. We have new songs and a lot of familiar names on the countdown for this month. And before you get to that, let's start with our announcements.
Announcements, yes. So we are actually currently looking for a new on-air host to volunteer and join our podcast. So if you're interested, please take a look at our website at jtop10.jp/join.For all the details on how to apply, because if you love Japanese music culture, then this is a really great opportunity for you, and you get to meet really cool hosts like Kuze and I, and have lots of fun conversations about really phenomenal music like our list today.
Definitely.
I'm actually really excited about the songs we have on our list today. How are you feeling?
I know, right? There are a lot of great songs and a lot of artists that I really particularly love and listen to. So yeah, it's pretty decent. May is a great month.
What a great way to, I suppose, start the month.
Sure thing, definitely.
And with that, shall we jump right into our first song?
All right. At number 10, we have Rhythm 64 by Aimyon.
Number 10.
だけどほら滲んでくる
That was Rhythm 64 by Aimyon. Aimyon is a Japanese singer and songwriter for Nishinomiya, Hyogo Prefecture.
And Aimyon was primarily influenced to become a singer-songwriter because of her grandmother, who herself wanted to be a singer and actress, and her father, who worked as an audio engineer. So Aimyon really comes from a very strong musical background.
And her musical influences include Spitz, Shogo Hamada, Takuro Yoshida, Eigo Kawashima, Yutaka Ozeki, Clippers Guitar, Kenji Ozawa, and Ken Hirai, among others. She looks up to male singer-songwriters who choose words with opposite sensibility, emphasizes lyrics rather than melodies, and prefers artists who are good at metaphorical expressions.
I think I really love this song. Okay, I'm very biased because I'm an Aimyon fan, but she just always comes with such soulful, like, lyrics, and just listening to it, it has this deep kind of edge to it, which I always love.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree. I love the composition on this song, and it's quite a pleasant memory. And as you said, it's like a rich experience.
I mean, there's a reason why she's one of the like milestones, hallmarks rather, of Japanese music. She just has this very, not just acoustic, but very down-to-earth feel to her. I don't know if that makes sense, but I just really love that aspect of Aimyon.
Oh yes, I definitely agree.
Just lots of very fun music from Aimyon. And with that, if we're talking about fun music, we can't forget our next song. At number 9, we have Forgotten Song by Macaroni Empitsu, and this is a new song on our list.
Number 9.
And you just heard Forgotten Song by Macaroni Empitsu. So Macaroni Empitsu is a four-piece rock band from Kanagawa. They were formed in 2012 and released their first single, Nichijo to Kimi to Boku no Uta, in 2013.
Current members of the band are Hattori doing vocals and guitar, Tanabe Yoshiaki on the guitar, Takano Kenya on the bass, and Hasegawa Daiki on the keyboard.
So all the members of the band have very strong musical backgrounds because they all met at Senzoku Gakuen College of Music, which was located in Kanagawa.
Forgotten Song is the ending theme to the 2020 anime sports series titled Oblivion Battery.
Have you seen Oblivion Battery?
No, unfortunately not, although it is quite a neat song.
I have not seen the anime, but yeah, I really love this song. I don't think I've listened to too much of Macaroni Empitsu. It's not like a band that's constantly on my radar, but whenever I do listen to them, I feel like we've covered some of their songs on the podcast before as well. They always pleasantly surprise me. Very strong vocals. I think Hattori comes in with very, very strong vocals, which add so much dimension to the song.
Yeah, and I like the guitar melodies that they do. Like, the rhythm guitar really has interesting intervals. It's not... quite melodic, but it's also not, you know, overdone, in my opinion. Because usually anime theme songs have this... have these overarching qualities that make you think, oh, this sounds exactly like an anime theme song. Although this also has like that aspect of male vocal singer, guitar, drums, and all that, like a classic anime opening rock song. It does have its own flair to it, I would say.
It has its own sort of edge. I completely agree. It doesn't necessarily stick to your regular run-of-the-mill anime theme song where it feels very... I think overdone was one of the best ways to put it.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so overall, Macaroni Empitsu coming in strong for this month.
And up next, we have a familiar name. Mrs. Green Apple with their new song, Lilac.
Number 8.
Nobody 口にしたくて不安だらけの日々でも愛してみる感じたことのないクソみたいな敗北感もどれもこれもが僕突き動かしてる心が揺らすこの大地と開拓すべて描けたあの夏も色褪せはしない忘れられないな今日を生きるために逆さってもないのになくしてしまう僕らは誰のために傷を増やしていくんだろう雨が降る空とに緑が育つように意味のないことはないと信じて進もうか答えがないことばかりだからこそ愛そうと思う
That was Lilac by Mrs. Green Apple. Like the previous song, Lilac is also in the series Oblivion Battery, but as the show's opening number instead.
So clearly Oblivion Battery is coming in with some very strong opening and closing theme songs here, so I guess now you just have to watch it, know what I mean? But Mrs. Green Apple is a Japanese rock band from Tokyo that made its major debut in 2015 with EMI Records.
Mrs. Green Apple was formed in the spring of 2013 with four members, Omori Wakai, Yamanaka, and a former member who was a bassist. Later, Omori invited Fujisawa, and Mrs. Green Apple became a five-member band.
Now, okay, Mrs. Green Apple is so, like, I have very heartfelt emotions attached to Mrs. Green Apple, and I don't think they've ever done me wrong on a song. Undeniably enjoyable music.
Right, I definitely agree. They have been both those artists that have recently entered my radar, but their songs are often found in my playlist, so I would agree with you that their music does not disappoint.
And I really love like the build-up in the beginning with a really strong like guitar entry. It was very classic Mrs. Green Apple music there. They always come in with very, very instrument-heavy kind of songs, which I always enjoy. That being said, we must now clear the air for our next song, because next, at number 7, we have Clear Skies by Yorishika, and this song dropped 2 places on our charts.
Number 7.
Bye.
And you just heard Clear Skies by Yorushika. So Yorushika is a Japanese rock duo formed in 2017, represented by Universal Music Japan. The group is composed of Enbuna, a Vocaloid music producer, and Suis, a female vocalist.
The name Yorushika is taken from a lyric in their song Kumo to Yurei, Yorushika mo nemurezu ni, meaning I can only sleep at night. The eye-designed logo mark is a motif of two moons facing each other, and also serves as a clock hand, portraying the time as 6 p.m.
Ooh, that's actually really interesting. I didn't, think about that. But that being said, Clear Skies, the song, serves as the second ending theme for the hit anime series Frieren Beyond Journey's End.
Yeah, I love that anime. I saw a couple episodes of the anime because I've already read the manga.
Ooh, okay. I haven't seen this particular anime yet, but I shall. Now that it's a recommendation from you too, I obviously must give it a read and a watch. But that being said, I feel like we've had a lot of anime songs. I mean, touch wood, the three songs that we've covered so far, four songs, out of which three are anime songs. Clearly, it's a month for our anime music. But I must say, I really, really enjoyed this song. I think it did have the classic anime feel to it, but I don't dislike it. I genuinely enjoy that kind of music as well.
It's really nice to see, because Frieren is a huge anime and a huge hit, and it has very positive reviews. It's nice to see Yorushika doing a team song for them, because Yorushika is one of my favorites. I especially enjoy some of their songs in their earlier works, and yeah, I wouldn't say it's my favorite song from theirs. I'm talking about Clear Skies now. Although they have, I believe, more classic songs, and this one does have that anime feel to it, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's still quite an enjoyable song. I do think Yorushika makes fun melodies, and their use of guitar riffs and here and there is really fun.
I've listened to, I think, only maybe one other song by Yorushika. I can't really think of too much else. But that being said, such lovely music. I completely agree. I think it has a very shoujo anime music entry feel to it, because it's a lot softer than the usual rock entries of a lot of, I guess, fantasy themed animes. But I just genuinely enjoyed listening to this song. It's one of those songs you can listen to at any time of the day, and it's very peaceful. It was a very peaceful song.
Right, definitely. And I do believe that fits the theme of the anime as well. So, and with that being said, we have another announcement to make. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. You may reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Great! Now that we had a little advertisement break, we can jump right into our next song. At number 6, we have Ring Bang Bang Born by Creepy Nuts, and this has dropped 5 places on our charts.
Number 6.
ハッピー、あきらかにダントツでピカイチ、相変わらずダッピしてる毎日。プリンプリン、プリンプリン、誰のなな、光も入れな、お前のアイスより愛し。俺バッと見できない、言�ことばっかりだけど、ベリーハッピー、あきれてる、あきれてる、周り目配れてる、家族友達、ご飯即できた、ちみだ、俺に任せとけばいい。今日かしとりない、もんだしみない、ちょっぱっとなマジない。
Heard Bring Bang Bang Born, and this was by Creepy Nuts, which is a hip-hop duo formed in 2013. They've made a major debut under Sony Music Entertainment Japan on November 8, 2017, with their single Koko Debu Daigaku Debu Zembu Shippai Shita Kedo Major Debut.
Creepy Nuts is also one of my favorite Japanese music groups, so that's neat. Especially one of their songs called Yofukashi no Uta also inspired the anime and the manga of the same name.
Oh, that's a very, very fun side note. But I've listened to only a couple of Creepy Nuts songs so far, but undeniably enjoyed them. They have that very classic hip hop feel to them. But we can get more into it a bit later.
Right. So the first member is R. Shitei, whose real name is Kyohei Nogami. He has won the Japan's highest peak MC Battle Tournament, Ultimate MC Battle Championship, for 5 consecutive years from 2010 to 2014, and the main race, Grand Champion, for 3 consecutive years from 2012 to 2014.
The second member is DJ Matsunaga, whose real name is Kunihiko Matsunaga. On August 24th, 2019, he won the DMC Japan DJ Championships 2019 Final Battle category. On September 28th of the same year, he participated in the battle divisions as a representative of Japan at DMC World DJ Championship 2019 and won the championship. So clearly both members of Creepy Nuts just have amazing titles under their name.
Definitely. And Bring Bang Bang Born is the opening for Mashal Magic and Muscle Season 2. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not acquainted with this particular anime, Mashal, but I mean, it's nice to have another Creep Not song coming out. It's always a pleasant surprise, so yeah.
I agree. This song got really, really famous on TikTok, I think. It became a trending audio, if I'm not wrong. It saw a lot of love, I think, on the internet.
Yeah, I see. I'm not really a TikToker, so I didn't know that, but yeah, I can see why. It's quite catchy.
I'm chronically online, so I think internet trends just tend to find their way to me. But that being said, I'm glad to see that like a lot of Japanese music is getting love on the internet. This is such a catchy song. Like, I can hear like the chorus just like playing in my head. It's like that earworm thing that just plays in your head all the time.
Right. I really love the chorus of the song, and the rhythm does also make it really catchy. Like, it has potential to be like an earworm, just rhythm and the melody by themselves.
I agree. That being said, we can take a quick announcement break. We are reaching out to all our indie Japanese music artists. So if you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at NOLA, which is N-O-L-A, at jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. And who knows, you may find some of our hosts talking about your music very, very soon.
With that out of the way, we have Time Paradox by Wandy.
Number 5.
Hey, it's Doogee here for Window Nation. If you want in on a little secret, listen up. October is the best time to buy new windows. It's getting cold and your heating bills are on the rise and your house's old and damaged windows, they'll let all that heat and your money go right out the window. Getting them fixed is a priority. So who would I call? Well, Window Nation, of course. This October, buy two windows and get two free. Now, there's no limit to how much you could save. Plus, you could save big with no interest or payments for 24 months. Why do I like Window Nation? Well, it's because they partner with the top manufacturers to build the best quality, affordable windows. Then they pass the savings on to you. Over 20,000 customers give Window Nation a 5-star review, including Albert, who said great value, great product, and great customer service. But you gotta hurry. The sale ends October 31st, so act now before this offer ends. Don't pay more than you have to for quality windows. Schedule your fast in-home estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit medmutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO, POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.
That was Time Paradox by Wandy. Wandy is a Japanese musician who started his career in 2019 by independently uploading online before breaking out late in the year with the song Tokyo Flesh.
He has released songs for multiple TV shows including Chainsaw Blood for Chainsaw Man and Hadaka no Yusha for Ranking of Kings.
Time Paradox serves as a theme song for the movie Doraemon, Nobita's Earth Symphony.
Wandy does no wrong. I genuinely enjoy like his music. So this was such a nice song. I mean, very, very classical feel to it, which is fun. And I loved the rhythm. It's a very fun song to listen to. Oh, wait, are you a Doraemon fan? Were you ever a Doraemon fan?
I did watch a couple episodes in my childhood, but I can't say that I was particularly hooked. Not because Doraemon isn't awesome, just because it's
don't
not
want
that
the
popular
the Doraemon fans to come for you. No, Doraemon has such a huge fan base, especially in India. And but that's because it was dubbed in Hindi a lot. So it just became really, really popular in India. So Doraemon is such a core childhood thing for me, and you know, I just love to see it. And Wandy always coming in with some phenomenal songs and melodies. I'm actually a big Wandy fan.
Yes, I do enjoy a lot of his music. Do you have like a particular favorite song from Wandy?
I think Odoriko is like arguably one of his more famous ones. One of the more famous ones. But, I don't know, I guess I really like this one. Tokyo Flash was actually also really good. Yeah, I've just enjoyed the music. There's no particular, like, favorite as such. It's just very enjoyable overall, as an artist, I think.
Sure, I agree with you. I also think that his music is great. I enjoy the, you know, it has different vibes. His music has different vibes to it. I mean, I know that is a very vague word, but like if you were to look up Tokyo Flash, for instance, or like you mentioned Odoriko, right? It's really, again, emotional in a sense, and almost like touching and so kind of relaxing, you know?
Yeah, I agree. It definitely has that like heartfelt sort of beat to it. Ooh, another good song by Wandy that I think does the same for me is Hana Yuranai. It's a very, very, very lovely song by Wandy. One of my favorites, I think. Just scrolling through my like Spotify like Japanese music playlist to see which songs I have listened to the most. That being said, we can jump to our next song. At number 4, we have Billions of Light Years by Omoe no Take, and this has dropped one place on our charts.
Number 4.
一度さ声を聞かせてよ。めくれないままでいる夏の日のカレンダー。ただいまってさ笑ってみせてよ。送り先もわからない忘れ物ばかりだ。心が壊れる音が聞こえて、どれだけ君を愛していたか知って、もう二度とは増やせない思い出を抱いて生きて。 Day by day どんなスピードで追いかけたら、また君と巡り会えるだろう。寄り添った日々、生きている、
and you just heard Billions of Light Years. So Omo Enitake Enotake is a rock band formed in 2012 and consists of three members: Fuji Ryo, who's the vocalist and keyboardist; Fukushima Tomoaki, who's the bassist; and Tomita Hironoshin, who's the drummer.
So the band's music is heavily influenced by soul, R&B, and hip-hop music.
In the beginning, the band had been performing music on the streets and at live houses, mainly in Shibuya. And then they released their first full album, So Far, and first mini album, Beside, in 2017. So this is actually one of the first songs I've heard from this band. And I must say, I enjoyed it. I feel like I've said that about every single song. But like, it has a very jazzy feel to it, which I think was a bit refreshing. It's refreshing to hear. So I just enjoyed the elements of it. Very nice drumming backtrack as well.
Right. And there are like hints of brass and it's quite upbeat. It's a pretty motivating song. And yeah, overall, I can see how it's like a team song.
I think you can see the like soul and R&B influence in the song very, very strongly, which I really enjoy.
And I guess the Omoi no Take is the theme song for the Japanese TV drama I Love You, but the I is written like the organ.
Oh.
Our next song at number 3 is Goodbye, See You Someday, or Sayonara, Mata Itsuka by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number 3.
That was Sayonara Mata Itsuka by Kenshi Yonezu. Kenshi Onizu is a Japanese musician, singer-songwriter, record producer, and illustrator who often draws his own album covers.
His 2022 single, Kick Back, was his most successful single to date, debuting on international charts, including UK rock and metal singles and US hot rock and alternative songs, and was certified gold by the RIAA for 500,000 sold copies in the US, becoming the first song with Japanese lyrics to achieve this.
Right, and Kick Back was the theme song for the Chainsaw Man anime, so no wonder why it's popular, but it really is a great song.
It is.
And Kenshi Onizu is one of our favorites on this podcast. I think a lot of hosts that I've spoken with so far have mentioned that they love Kenshi Onizu, and I agree.
I think Kenshi Onizu has a lot of range, which I genuinely enjoy listening to. I also really enjoy Kenshi Onizu's music. He's able to shift and he has such powerful lyrics and melodies, and I very much agree with the sentiment of him being one of my favorite sort of Japanese artists.
Right, definitely. And fun fact, Onizu writes and composes all of his music by himself. In his Vocaloid songs, as well as his independent album Diorama, he also arranged, programmed, mixed and performed all of the instruments by himself.
So clearly just this multi-talented man who's bringing us music that just always hits. I loved this song. Again, Kenshi Onizu never kind of... I haven't heard a song that I have disliked immensely till date. So always staying true to his roots here, just love his music. That being said, we have a quick announcement. If you want to hear some extra songs in this episode, you can join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor, and you can get some extra songs on this episode. So check out all the details at our site at jtop10.jp/club.
Now at number 2, we have Michite Yuku, or Overflowing, by Fuji Kaze.
Number 2.
Bye.
That was Overflowing by Fujikaze. Fujikaze is a Japanese singer-songwriter and musician under Universal Music Japan.
I think I have spoken a million times on this podcast about how Fujikaze will forever have my heart. He is my favorite Japanese music artist. So I'm not even going to say that I'm biased. I am just fully on his side at all times. I love his music. And, you know, as a child, he listened to all kinds of music, such as jazz, classical music, pop, and enka. And starting at around 12 years old, Fuji uploaded various piano and vocal cover videos on his personal YouTube channel with more than 30 million views.
In August of 2020, he became the first Japanese person to be a YouTube's artist on the rise.
The song was written by Fujikaze for the director Tomokazu Yamada's upcoming film on March 22nd, April, called April Come She Will, as the theme, and shared the cover art for the track. I really love this song. I have nothing more to say. I love his vocals. I think it adds so much to his music.
Right. I love how they... I love the rhythm of the song, and especially in the latter half of the song, how it goes into this, like the kick drum and bass in the song. It's really fun.
I agree. It's just a very enjoyable song overall. He has never failed to make music that, you know, just makes me so happy. That being said, you can say that Fujikaze and I have some mutual love. That being said, our next song is Mutual Love by Aiko, and this is a new song on our chart.
Number 1.
Yeah.
And you just heard Mutual Love by Aiko. So Aiko Yanai, simply known as Aiko, is a Japanese singer and songwriter that's most famous for her hit songs Ashita, Kabutomushi, Hanabi, Sakura no Toki, Boyfriend, and Kira Kira.
In April 1996, Aiko became a radio host of FM Osaka. After graduating from college, she released a CD which she produced independently with her friends from college in August of the same year.
The song serves as the opening theme for the new anime movie Detective Conan: The Million Dollar Pentagram, which was released on April 2024. Now, Aiko, oh god, she comes in with this heartfelt melody and music all the time, which I just love.
Right, it's really heartfelt, it's really pleasant. And, well, Detective Conan continues to be one of the most popular series, I suppose.
Always, always.
Taking up all the good songs.
Absolutely. I mean, I haven't seen this movie in particular, so I can only really comment a lot on Aiko. She brings in, like, her vocals. Just, I'm so in love with the way she just puts herself into her songs. It always sounds so soulful, which I love.
That was all for our top 10 countdown. However, we do have an indie spotlight song, Nomad Spirits by Louis Ling and the Bombs. That was Nomad Spirits by Louis Ling and the Bombs. Louis Ling and the Bombs formed in 2006 in Paris, France. They're known for their punk rock, garage, electro, and big beat songs. Their name is inspired by the famous anarchist of the same name who was wrongfully convicted for the 1886 Haymarket Square bombing. Nomad Spirits is inspired by J-Rock and is a high-energy pop-punk song from their latest EP, Can You Hear the Uproar?
They were actually featured on Japan Top 10 in 2020 with their song Onigiri. Their music can be found on YouTube, Spotify, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, and their record label Reverb Nation. I enjoyed this song. I mean, I'm not usually a very big sort of punk rock-esque fan, but this was a very fun listen.
Right, it's always interesting to see what we have in these spotlights for me, because they're always pleasant surprises, like this song in particular. This group wasn't really in any of my playlists before, but I do think that I'll be checking out more and more of their songs now that they've been featured on the podcast, because they have a unique sound to them.
They really do.
And I do like punk rock.
I actually really enjoyed this song. Like I said, I'm not usually too much of a big beat rock girly, but this was a very enjoyable song to listen to. Very like upbeat, which I really enjoyed. That being said, I guess we have reached the end of our top 10 list of our list for the month of May. How are you feeling, Kuze? Any songs that are new additions to your playlist?
Well, most of them are new additions to my playlist. But, I mean, we did say at the beginning of the episode that we both quite enjoyed this month's list and we're looking forward to it. And judging from what you said about the episode and what I've said, I do think that overall, each and every single song in this episode was pretty solid. And to me, they will be going into my playlist.
Definitely. I think we had a pretty good roundup for the month. So what a fun way to kind of begin the month. That being said, it may be the end for us, but you can get ready to get scared with some Japanese horror movie music, because Haru and Vicky will join you in a week from now to bring some of the biggest Japanese horror movie songs in a new special episode. But I guess with that, we are done for this episode. But never fear, because always more good music here on the podcast. And we will catch you later. Bye. Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Think you know all about Cleveland? Think again and get ready to learn much more about Cleveland. Listen to the latest episodes of Destination Cleveland's podcast, Legends of the Land. We're talking to locals and experts to uncover answers to those burning questions we get asked about the land. Get the real story behind all things Cleveland. From its rich history to the hidden gems, there's so much to explore. Tune in on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you find your podcasts. Discover a side of Cleveland you never knew.